Enemies of the People, December 2022. Chapter 13, Enough is Enough. The Rothschilds have, as I've shown, amassed vast wealth at the expense of the rest of us, consistently put themselves before others, profiteered from war after war, grabbed hold of industrial infrastructure, exploited humanity, destroyed nature, corrupted political life, used royalty for their own purposes, privatised the public sector, imposed their global control in a secretive manner, and now imagine that they can dictate our future, confining us to a miserable and denatured state of techno-totalitarian slavery. Enough is enough. How can it be possible for this single family and their associates, these enemies of the people, to get away with ruining the lives of billions of human beings? We desperately need to shake free from their vile domination. But how? There will no doubt be some who would like to see authorities across the world investigate every last corner of the Rothschild Empire, close down all corruption and malpractice, and ensure that those involved in wrongdoing are prosecuted and permanently stripped of assets and power. However, since the authorities pretty much everywhere appear to be under the direct or indirect control of that same empire, I'm not sure how that is going to happen. Grassroots popular resistance is going to be needed. There will probably have to be combined with or provoke some kind of internal rupture and crumbling within the system. This would involve some of those who have until now been working on the side of the empire, while maybe imagining they're loyally serving their country or some noble political cause, switching to the side of free humanity. After this has happened, it would then be essential to rethink the way our societies are structured and imagined, to cure the underlying social disease, which, as I outlined at the start of this piece, made our society weak enough to be taken over by a ruthless clique. Perhaps, in fact, it is essential to think about this right now. Perhaps it is precisely by discussing what has gone so wrong with this modern world and the alternative ways in which we could live that we might inspire current agents of the empire to break from its ranks and join our uprising. I would encourage readers to take a look at the accumulated wisdom of the 90-plus thinkers featured on the Organic Radicals site, which aims to start the crucial conversation about where humankind can go from here. Those who are still hung up about the Rothschilds being Jewish might want to take a careful look at the profiles of the likes of Emma Goldman, Gustav Landauer, Walter Benjamin, Martin Buber, Herbert Marcuse, Leopold Kohr, and Freddie Perlman. All of these thinkers have transmitted a powerful vision which flies completely in the face of the odious global regime constructed by their self-appointed royal family. On a personal note, I should say that I did not take lightly the decision to write and publish this essay. I did not initially set out to investigate the Rothschilds in particular, but their name and their connections just kept cropping up time and time again in my research until I felt obliged to look a little closer. Having discovered the information presented here, which is very far from comprehensive, I felt it would have been a sin of omission, even of downright cowardice, not to have sought to share it with a wider public. In times when the truth is actively repressed, any of us who acquire relevant knowledge have a duty to pass it on, and moreover, to act upon it according to our own deepest conscience. At the very least, we might win the freedom to discuss the historical and contemporary role of the Rothschilds without fear of censorship or recrimination. And this is but a necessary stepping stone to gaining the greater freedom of which they and their ruling class predecessors have deprived us for so far too long now. To be what we are meant to be, to live how we wish to live, to decide amongst ourselves what kind of future we want to give our children and our children's children. The vision of this potential freedom is something that can inspire us all to rise to new levels in our fight against the tyranny of a tiny clan of power-craving sociopaths. The celebrated French historian Jules Michelet wrote in his journal in 1842 that the Rothschilds knew everyone of importance in Europe and everything that was going on everywhere. But, he added, quote, "There is only one thing that they never foresee, and that is self-sacrifice. They will never guess, for example, that in Paris there are 10,000 people ready to die for an idea."